Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told visiting U.S. lawmakers that victory against Hamas in Gaza is a few weeks away, and to win it, he must send his military into the Rafah refugee camp, where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering since the war began with the October 7th attacks by Hamas on Israel. But U.S. officials say too many civilians would die, and there must be alternative ways to attack Hamas in Rafah. So, in a sign of how urgent this moment is, Netanyahu will send a delegation to the U.S. after all, as early as next week, to talk about going forward. He'd canceled an earlier visit in protest of that U.S. vote at the U.N.
All of which makes for a tense holy season we're in right now. Muslims are fasting during Ramadan. Christians celebrate Easter this Sunday. And next month, during Passover, Jews commemorate the exodus from slavery. For many, it is an important time to be faithful, but it's also a challenging one for searching and for reflection. So today we're asking three friends of Here and Now who lead their faithful to reflect one by one. First, Hussein Rashid is a traveling Shia preacher. He teaches at Harvard and in the faith is considered an elder or teacher. Hussein, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Now, we first spoke in the days, the weeks after the October 7th attack. But if I can kind of put this broader question to you, what is the most difficult question that your faithful are struggling with right now?
You know, as we are in the month of Ramadan, there's so many questions that we are going through. And I don't know if there's one I could say this is the consensus that is on people's minds. Mm-hmm. I think at a micro level or at a local level, people are dealing with real mental health issues. And that means they're seeking treatment, thankfully. And they're on medication and they can't fast and they want to know what it means to take care of themselves while trying to observe this fast during Ramadan. But at a global scale, they're asking, where is God in what is happening in the world today? How can we fast when people in Gaza are hungry? How can we not fast when the people of Gaza are hungry? Mm. How do we look at what's happening in Ukraine? How do we look at what's happening in Somalia? How do we look at what's happening in Sudan? How do we look at what's happening in for the Uyghurs, for the Rohingya, and not feel this crushing weight of obligation to help people right now?
Mm. Wow. And my goodness, where is God? When this question is put to you, how do you respond?
I think it really depends on who's asking. I am a firm mm-hmm. believer, because this is for us in the Quran, that wheresoever you turn is the face of God. And for me, when we are not seeing God in a place, we have to ask ourselves why. It's not that God has abandoned us. I don't believe God ever abandons us. But if we're not seeing God, what are we doing as the agents on earth that masks God's presence from us, that makes God unavailable to us in God's majesty, in God's beauty, in God's wholeness, in God's goodness? What are we doing? What are we responsible for in masking that presence? And what can we be responsible for to making that presence revealed again? And I turn it into a question of obligation for us, because again, in the Quran, God tells us that God will not change our condition unless we are willing to change it ourselves.
How is this moment for you personally?
Scott, I'm tired. Huh. I'm tired. This has been a long time, and we are carrying a lot of weight. We're carrying a lot of weight to support our people. We're carrying a lot of weight because of the tragedy that we see in the world now. There is, I think, by virtue of us being Muslim, that we are presumed anti-Semitic, even though it is the antithesis of what we are called to do and be in the world. I am tired of having to carry other people's weight. And at the same time, I remain and will always remain hopeful, because there is always a challenge in front of us to make the world better. And that to me is hopeful, because it is not an individual task. And it tells us that we too can do something greater together than we can alone.
Hussein Rashid is a traveling Shia preacher and he teaches at Harvard. Hussein, always good to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We turn now to Henry Brinton, senior pastor at the Fairfax Presbyterian Church in Fairfax, Virginia. Pastor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Can I ask you, what's the most difficult question your members are asking right now?
The most difficult question my people are struggling with is how to rebuild community after the pandemic. We're all creatures of habit, and I'm afraid we got out of the habit of worship and small group participation. The process of coming back together is made much more difficult by the toxic political environment all around us. I know for myself that I learn the most from people who see things a bit differently than I do. And so church is a place where that can happen.
This is a time when, of course, we also have a war in the Middle East. And I'm curious how you've experienced this. Has there been a conversation with one of your parishioners about the war, the wars we're seeing in the world, or about the divisive politics that has kind of struck you in a new way, or had you ask yourself a new question?
Well, after the attacks in Israel on October the 7th, we had a lot of conversation in the church about that, and we're trying to, you know, to wrap our arms around both that attack on the people of Israel and then the Israeli military response. And we quickly realized that we needed to reach out to our community to understand that better. And so we invited the rabbi of our neighboring synagogue to come in and talk. At the same time, we've reached out to the Muslim community around us and have had conversations with members of a Turkish mosque nearby. And so we feel very strongly that our church needs to be a place where we convene people to learn from each other and understand the struggles that people are going through today.
And just, I guess, going into this weekend, when you think about community, you've mentioned that word several times. How might you pray for community in front of your people?
We pray for God to come into our lives and come into our community through the power of God's Holy Spirit to bind us together, to open our hearts and minds to each other, to help us to respond to each other's needs with generosity. I think that that is a virtue that is sorely lacking in our world today. We're not very generous with each other. We tend not to give each other the benefit of the doubt. And then beyond that generosity of spirit, to be generous with our resources as we attempt to serve a world in need.
Henry Brinton is senior pastor at the Fairfax Presbyterian Church in Fairfax, Virginia. Pastor Brinton, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Scott.
Now let's turn to Rabbi Josh Franklin. He heads the Jewish Center of the Hamptons on Long Island, New York. We first spoke to him 2 years ago after Russia invaded Ukraine. Rabbi, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back, Scott. I really appreciate it.
What is the most difficult question your faithful are struggling with right now?
This year, I think the question is a question that we've never really encountered, at least in my generation. And that is Passover being the time of the year, the holiday that celebrates the Exodus from Egypt. My question, and the question that I've kind of been asked in one form or another, is how do we get out of our very own Egypt, or Mitzrayim in Hebrew? Mitzrayim means narrow straits or place of confinement. And I'll say that each year kind of there's a global oppression or something that's going on in the world that we turn to, that we incorporate into our Passover Seder. Back in April 22, I was back on the show and I was talking about Ukrainian refugees. At the time, I was actually in Poland helping out Ukrainian refugees who were coming up across the border. Years earlier, it was Syrian refugees. And I even have this memory when I was younger, it was the Russians or the Russian Jews fleeing the Soviet Union. This year, it's not just Israelis who are at the center of our consciousness, it's American Jews too. We feel ourselves at the center of our own narrative. And that's what's different this year in a way that in my generation, we've never felt that.
Yeah. Now we're a little bit ahead of the Passover season in the calendar, but have you had conversations with your members on this question where you've asked people, when you think about your Egypt, what is it?
I love that question. Conversation after conversation, the root of where the angst comes from, or the root where the answer might come from, is October 7th and the terrorist attack in Israel. But I think the angst is more than just what's going on overseas, because we've seen a 337% increase, according to the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, in anti-Semitic incidents right here in the United States. Mm. And we feel that. I was in Montauk in November cleaning up swastikas that were painted on a Jewish storefront in our community. Never in my life did I ever imagine that as a rabbi, I'd be doing that work. And It was soul crushing, but that's Egypt, that experience right there. And I'm not alone. On college campuses across America, people don't feel safe walking to classes as Jews, not because of their political beliefs, but simply because they are Jews. And that's Egypt. That's what it feels like. And that is really what makes this year different and new, or at least different in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime.
That is Rabbi Josh Franklin. He heads the Jewish Center of the Hamptons on Long Island in New York. Rabbi Franklin, thank you again for the time, and we send our best to you and your flock.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having me again.